Do you ever feel like you didn't get the company-issued secret decoder ring that should have came with your orientation package?
Hey, it's David, and you're listening to Leadership Without Losing Your Soul, your source for practical leadership inspiration, tools, and strategies you can use to achieve transformational results without sacrificing your humanity or your mind in the process.
Hey, welcome to the show, and today you are going to get specific phrases you can use to deal with unclear expectations at work. And this is so common. If you feel like you didn't get that secret decoder ring, you are not alone. And again, we're in season 16. And if you want more of the powerful phrases, the practical ways to deal with workplace conflict, I encourage you to check out our new book, Powerful Phrases for Dealing with Workplace Conflict, What to Say Next to De-Stress the Workday, Build Collaboration, and Calm Difficult Customers. So we're talking just about a few phrases you can use with unclear expectations at work today. And in the book, you're going to get 300 plus actual phrases you can use to de-escalate common workplace conflict situations, build trust, make better decisions, all those critical tools to ensure those workplace issues are things you can address before they fester and become bigger and difficult to manage. So you can get the book in audiobook. You're listening to the podcast. So if you want to hear Karen and I, we have it in the audiobook format for you, and as well as paperback, ebook, and whatever works for you. So encourage you, if you like what you hear in this episode, grab a copy of Powerful Phrases for Dealing with Workplace Conflict. And also do let me know if you have specific conflicts or questions that you'd like me to address. I'd love to tackle those for you on a future episode. All right, so let's get into today's topic, which is unclear expectations. So if you ever feel like you've got that, you're missing that company-issued secret decoder ring, you're probably dealing with unclear norms or expectations that people have of one another. And this is so common source of conflict at work and in all of life. But since we're talking about work, you know, so often people have those unspoken values or expectations. And of course, we come to it with our expectation is the right way to do things, but a lot of times there isn't just one way that it must be done or the right way. Maybe your manager never clarified an important process, or maybe your team hasn't agreed on norms, and conflict happens as a result. So what do we do with all that? Well, let's take an example that over the last couple of years, a very common one, remote hybrid teams experience all the time. And if you haven't talked about it, it can be a source of conflict. Should you have your cameras on during a meeting? So maybe your coworker, Rachel, feels like that is completely unnecessary. It drains my energy. Most of the time, no one's asking my opinion anyway, and my surroundings don't look that great. So why turn on the camera? But then there's Zach, who is getting ready to present a project, and the lack of FaceTime feels disrespectful and frustrating as he's trying to get feedback. And he says, camera should always be on unless you've got to step away or sneeze or something. And then your colleague Pat chimes in and says, no, that's wasteful and unnecessary. We only need cameras on for clients or for like a real discussion. So what do you do? This is a situation where a lack of established norms is creating conflict. None of these folks are right, as there isn't an objectively right or wrong answer for cameras. And so every organization, there's going to be activity that isn't covered by a policy. This is just one example. And as norms shift, technology changes, and social standards are developing, you and your team can resolve these kinds of ambiguous norms with a conversation. You don't have to let conflict become a destructive force. There's an opportunity to talk about it. So when there's no company policy, you've got some choices. You can let it become a conflict or an opportunity to use some of these powerful phrases and build an agreement together. But you don't want to, and it's so easy to do, you don't want to get caught up in an argument without realizing that it's really a lack of clarity that's causing the issue. And so this is one of those workplace conflicts that takes some investigation and intentional conversation to understand what's happening. So let's take a look at some specific phrases you can use. I want to go back to a couple episodes ago where we talked about the four dimensions of workplace conflict and collaboration. So just to refresh your memory, if it's been a minute since you listened to those, you're talking about connection. Do we know one another as human beings? Clarity. obviously, lack of clarity when there's unclear expectations, but clarity, do we have a shared agreement about what success looks like? We have that same understanding. Curiosity, are we open to one another's perspectives? Are we asking good questions, looking for ways to understand and to move forward together? And then commitment, do we make and keep shared agreements as a result of our conversations? So with that refresher, let's take a look at a couple of phrases that can help us here. One of my favorites when we're getting into unclear norms and expectations is as soon as you sniff this, as soon as you catch any idea that that's what's happening, is to say something like, hey, well, it seems to me that we see this differently. Summarize the situation. Call attention to the fact that people have different perspectives. Now, that might feel like stating the obvious, but if it were obvious, you wouldn't be having the potential conflict. You'd be having that conversation. It helps everyone rise above their own position and see the situation more objectively. Then you can follow up with further clarity about the challenge that you're facing by saying, so here's the challenge we face, or here's the opportunity in front of us. And you can describe the consequences if the lack of clarity continues. So you might say something like, okay, there's no rule about this, so it's up to us to figure out. The challenge we face is if we don't agree on how we use cameras, we're going to feel resentful, disrespected, or exhausted. So we got to figure this out. You might continue there to say, yeah, I know that's not what we want, and I'm confident we can find a way forward. So as you describe the negative consequences, you then call everyone to their best intentions with this powerful phrase. I know that's not what we want. I'm confident we can. It assumes good intent. So you might say something, again, using this phrase in context, you might say, I know we don't want to exhaust one another, and I know we all want to feel supported, seen, respected, and valued as we do our work. I'm confident we can come up with an agreement that will work for all of us. So you draw attention to the lack of clarity, whatever is causing the potential conflict, the potential consequences of that, and then that positive intention. And you might use some curiosity along the way of what would a successful outcome do for us here amidst meeting all of those objectives if those aren't perfectly clear, getting the feedback, not exhausting the team, so forth. And then you got to decide how to decide. And this is a powerful phrase in and of itself. Let's decide how to decide. At this point in the conversation, your team might realize that it's someone's job to make the call. And if that's true, then invite them to the discussion or make an appointment to go talk with them. But if there's no assigned decision maker, it's helpful to agree first on how the group will decide. And usually this will be a vote or a consensus. And in a vote, the majority rules. In a consensus, everyone can live with a choice, even if it wasn't their first option. So you might, as you continue the conversation, say, okay, this one's our call. Is everyone comfortable with a vote? Or do we want to go for consensus? And yes, that's a quick example of using consensus in order to decide whether to vote or use consensus. It's so meta, right? All right, so those are some powerful phrases for dealing with unclear norms and expectations. Seems that we see this differently. Here's the challenge we face. I know that's not what we want. I'm confident we can. And let's decide how to decide. Along with one of those curiosity greatest of all time goats phrases, how does this look from your perspective? Few specific practical ways that you can help your team work through unclear norms and expectations without letting them create a bunch of destructive conflict and improving your morale, efficiency, and effectiveness in the process. I hope that you'll put those phrases to work for yourself, and if you like what you heard in this episode, encourage you to grab that copy of Powerful Phrases for Dealing with Workplace Conflict. Share it with the people that you know it will help. And again, please let me know if there are specific conflicts or questions that you would like me to address. I'd be happy to do that for you in a future episode. You can reach me at david.dye@letsgrowleaders.com. And until next time, be the leader you'd want your boss to be.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.